RadioMD.com. It's health delivered daily. Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Do you always seem to fall off the diet wagon or the healthy eating wagon or just the health wagon in general? I know that even I do, you know, and I'm a personal trainer for 25 years, and sometimes I just absolutely, oh God, it's been longer than that now, fall off that wagon. You know, things happen, the summer comes or a holiday comes, and you feel like, oh God, you know, what can I do to get myself back into that motivational feeling, that whole sense of thinking about your health? My guest today is Sarah Siskin. She's a certified nutritional health counselor. She is also the founder of Hands-On Healthy Cooking Classes. I love that, based out of New York. So welcome to the show, Sarah. So what do you, give us some tips to getting back on track when we sort of fall off that wagon.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you so much for having me. You know, I always tell my clients and anybody that I see, you know, how can I feel better? And you want to start with easy things that don't seem too overwhelming. So the first thing that I do every single day, no matter what time of the year it is, no matter vacation or wherever you are, I start my morning with 1 to 2 glasses of regular water with fresh squeezed lemon. Now, this is a habit, and I find that it helps you start your day off on the right track no matter what. So the first thing you do, you know, we naturally wake up dehydrated. Everybody does. And most of us go straight to the coffee or tea. Which,
yes, they do. No,
yes, I love coffee. I am not telling anyone to stop drinking coffee because I surely won't. However, I do start my morning with hydrating my body with water and lemon. And why do I say lemon? First of all, lemon is loaded with vitamin C. And just like they put lemon in lots of cleaning products, like clean your tables or floors, lemon naturally cleanses your system out too. So you're starting your day hydrating yourself with a burst of vitamin C, help build your immunity, and also to help get your digestion going. And then you can have your coffee.
And then you can have your coffee. And I think that's a great thing because people don't realize they don't feel thirsty. So they don't realize they wake up a little bit dehydrated now. So talk about meals and snacks.
Well, everyone loves to snack, and myself included. And snacks are wonderful. However, too much snacking can lead to overeating. So I love having a snack that's filled with protein, fiber, and healthy heart fat. And that keeps you saturated. Okay, so what's a great snack? Nuts, to me, are my favorite snack. It's easily portable. You can take it in the car. You can eat it anywhere. And just a little bit goes a long way. My favorite snack these days are Seton Farms Pistachio Chewy Bites. They're kind of new to the market. And why I love them so much is that it does. It contains the omega-3 fatty acids, the heart-healthy fats that we need, protein, and fiber. And this combination helps keep you full, okay, and it helps to cut down on cravings. And these snacks are like the perfect portion size because nuts, yes, everyone's like, oh, I love nuts, but I'm gaining weight. Too much of a good thing, it's high in calorie and it's high in fat. So we only need a little bit. And that's why I love going to these like portion-controlled snacks. So the Seton Farms Pistachio Chewy Bites are my favorite, and you can actually even get them online because I buy them in New York, but I know sometimes, you know, they're not available in all the supermarkets, so I buy them on online. And, you know, that's like the combo, the perfect combination to keep you feeling really good without overdoing it.
Absolutely, and it's so important. Now, you know, so we've talked about some snacks and things, and, you know, some people say, okay, I'm just going to not eat for a day, or I'm just going to not eat breakfast, or I'm just going to, you know, and then they think that's going to get them back on track.
Right. Well, to me, that sets you up for disaster. Okay, we need to fuel our bodies. Most of us are juggling work, family, all sorts of different stresses and pressure, and we need fuel to, you know, keep going. So I do believe, though, in intermittent fasting, meaning a 12-hour break. We have 24 hours in the day. Let's for 12 hours just rest ourselves. So does that mean while I'm active, I'm not going to be eating? No. What I recommend, and I think it's very healthy and safe, most of the time, if we could do this five times a week, to stop eating, let's say, at 7 o'clock, sleep through the night, and then eat again at 7 a.m. So you get like a 12-hour nice break. It helps you to cut down on calories, too, for those looking to lose weight. You know, okay, I've eaten enough today. I had my three meals, two healthy snacks, and now I'm going to give my body some time to rest, because our even our digestive system needs to rest as well.
I agree with you. I think that it doesn't hurt to occasionally just let it have that rest. And what about breaking a sweat there, Sarah? How, you know, what do you want people to do about that? Because that's really getting motivated to exercise is really one of the tops in getting you back onto that, you know, wagon, as it were.
Absolutely. And all of these things that I'm mentioning, this has to be, you know, that's why I say start slowly, because and small attainable goals, because we have to cultivate a healthy lifestyle. It's not just, okay, I'm going to work out every single day and I'm going to have lemon water for one whole week straight and that's going to be the magic solution. These have to be healthy habits that we have to try to sustain to get us back on track and keep us on track. So sweating is amazing no matter what. There's nobody out there that could say after they work out and break a sweat that they don't feel good. Emotionally, physically, in every way. I mean, studies and studies have proven that exercising and breaking a sweat releases endorphins, so it gives you a natural high. You might not feel good while you're working out, but I guarantee anybody who exercises definitely feels good afterwards. And even they say, oh, I'm too sore to exercise. Well, actually, breaking a sweat helps to ease pain. It's like a natural painkiller, these endorphins in your body. So it's good for everything. It's good emotionally. It's good physically. It's good for your skin. People that tend to break out don't want to sweat. Well, actually, sweating is good for your skin as well. Okay, our skin's our largest organ. We have to release things. If you overindulge and, let's say, eat too much salt or sugar or have too much alcohol, sweating helps you to get rid of these things naturally. So I heard that you are a physical trainer, fitness trainer.
I'm an exercise physiologist, yes.
Okay, so you're totally on board with this, I'm assuming. I mean, exercising is, it's addicting too, and it's a healthy addiction, I find.
But you know what I'm going to say, Sarah? I mean, as somebody who's been exercising for so many years, I don't love it. And I'm not one of those people I think is ever going to love it. I know I need it. And I know that when I don't do it, I feel worse than when I do. So as you said, it's not always, you don't always love it while you're doing it. I mean, you know, there's only a few people I know that actually, oh, just love that feeling, you know. But it's definitely something that we know, like brushing our teeth, that we have to do. And what do you say about BLTs? I love a good BLT in the summer. We don't have much time. We only have about 35 seconds.
BLTs are the bites, licks, and tastes. Okay, so we're not talking about the bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. We're talking about those sneaky little bite, licks, and tastes. And you know who I'm talking to out there, okay? Those are, oh, can I just have a lick? I'm not going to get my own ice cream. Or, you know, I'll just take one fry. All of these BLTs can add up. And it's mindless eating. So if you want to, looking forward to getting back on track, let's add in some lemon water. Start your day off on the right foot. Let's exercise. Let's choose the healthy, heart-healthy snacks like pistachio nuts and the pistachio chewy bites. Let's not eat any BLTs. Let's have three satisfying meals that are on our plate, okay, ones that we prepare for ourselves, and focus on that, because these BLTs can add up for mindless eating and really hinder your weight loss goals and feeling
and
good.
And that's great advice. Bites, licks, and taste. You do know those people. Can I just have a lick of that? Can I just have a bite? And believe me, that adds up the calories. You're listening to all this great information right here on Radio MD. You can listen anytime on demand or on the go. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well.